make sure it comes Thursday. Oh, no, 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 I need this coming Thursday. Yes.
So coming up, we've got candlelight service on Christmas Eve at 7 o'clock. It's going to be very special. I hope you will all be able to attend. I hope the weather cooperates and we can. It could be 50, and that's fine with me. Degrees, I mean. And then, of course, Christmas Day, we'll have our regular service at our regular time. So please come that day as well. Every Sunday, we do have Bible study in Mickey's room. I don't know, are you planning on having it next Sunday? Yes? Yes, still next Sunday. So come to that if you can. And on Wednesdays, we have a prayer time that starts at 6:30, followed by a Bible study from 7 to 8. All are welcome, even if you've never attended before. You can come and fit right in. It's something you can just pick up. You don't have to like be a continuing member. Choir practice is on Thursday from 6:30 to 8. Everyone's welcome. If you have anything special you'd like to prepare, talk to Kit about that. Kit?
Yeah, this week we're having a rehearsal for all those who are participating in the pageant. Mm-hmm. So the kids need to come. Hopefully the other two kings can come, so that's what's happening this Thursday.
So this Thursday is very important, Gail.
6 o'clock,
right? Oh, six. That's yeah. Right. That's right. At 6 o'clock this week. That's yep. Right. And does anyone else have anything to announce, Gail?
Yes, our World Vision gift to the children of the world. Whether we're giving a goat or a cow or a sheep or some rabbits or something, it's coming along. The little jar is up there for donations, and we're hoping for $300 again this year. Mm-hmm.
Good. It's great to get that.
Trish. Can you pass this out from the services for the fleet set us?
Oh.
Just so we can get our orders in?
Yes. Okay. Yes, good. Ed?
Yes, if anyone, my kids have been handing out beeswax lip balm to everyone. If anyone didn't get any, see Cadence or me, I just want to let everyone know that the bee that comes from Jenny's beeswax.
Local bees.
Why yes. Your beeswax?
We have a birthday. Joel's birthday.
Tomorrow.
Oh, wow, you're a Christmas baby almost.
He's the bee's knee.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
So should we sing to him?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
You play Happy Birthday?
Don't say, just sing.
Just sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joel. Happy birthday to you.
And we also have to remind the ladies, the 27th, we're going to do our next luncheon, and as the Secret Sisters, if you've been participating, you're going to reveal yourself that day, and even if you haven't been doing that, please come anyway.
Okay. So that's Tuesday, the 27th. Around, do we have time picked out?
Lunch?
Around 12 or?
Yeah, we'll say 12. That sounds good.
Around 12, 12 o'clock.
That's a Tuesday.
But it's school vacation week, the 27th, right? You don't have school during that week.
That's right.
Okay. Well, continue on prayer requests. Continued prayers for Barbara and Jack. She's been moved to Riverside Skilled Nursing in East Hartford, and she's getting there, I guess, but it's
Barbara
long
continues
process.
To progress. She moved out of Sinai, because Sinai is a rehab hospital, and she doesn't need the hospital end of it anymore. She needs the rehab. And so her new location is closer. It's an easier drive. It's on the side of Hartford where Cabela's is, and that type of thing. But she's coming along, you know, her motor skills are better, her speech is some better. It'll be a long ways to recovery where she's back to 100%, but she's, you know, she's making remarkable progress. And I talk to Jack and see Jack about every day, and you know, he's very supportive and doing well. They appreciate all our prayers. And things, you know, Deb had a great idea week before last when we did the memory tree and hung up the bulbs. Deb put pictures of everybody hanging their bulbs on the memory tree. So I was able to send those down with a card that she enclosed. And those types of things that keep her current and keep her a part of the church and congregation. So that works out well.
Well, you're up here. How about telling us about Buck and Faith?
Buck and Faith are both home. Buck and Faith both had the bug that everybody's had, cold, cough, hacks. And Friday I took Buck back to the VA because he wasn't doing real great. And while I was gone, Faith felt better and went to Munson and picked up prescriptions. While she was there, she picked up a grinder from a grinder shop in Munson and got food poisoning.
No.
So as that night progressed, by the next morning she not only had the bug but full-blown food poisoning. So we shipped her out with an ambulance. She spent the whole day at Harrington. I had a very difficult assignment. My job was to stay with Buck, make sure he was hydrated and ate, and I had to watch Westerns all day long with Buck. So the pastor's work is very difficult.
Prayer for the pastor.
That's right. But they're all back home. Her stomach still isn't great, but they're conversational. You can call. The cool part is Buck can hear now again. So he can answer the phone, carry on a conversation, but they're progressing.
And then continued prayers for Bob and Judy and Alma and Charlie, our Parkinson's warriors, and for cancer folks, Ken LaRock, my sister Ruth, Roger Kerboy, the Reverend Bob Wellner, Karen's friend Dee and her husband. Keep them in your prayers. Continued prayers for the Poulin family, baby Luke, Angelica Ward, Maya, Colin, and all of our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and all the doctors and nurses that treat them. And healing prayers for Pepper, for Al Jetty, for Grace, Christy, Jill, Kit, George Vreeland, Missy Hagen, and Kelly Morgan, and Priscilla Varney. Anyone else for the prayer requests?
Yeah, just continue prayers for recovery for Selective Jeff Benet, moved on from to rehab. So fairly long road ahead, I believe that.
I just wanted to tell everyone that my dad is improving, and
oh, good.
He's actually going to be released on Thursday.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Good. Yes, Jane.
For the Lynch family, their child is a friend of my granddaughter's, and the mother passed away unexpectedly from an aneurysm the other day. Mm. Oh.
Leaving young children. Mm. Okay. Okay. Please stand for the call to worship if you're able.
Morning and welcome.
Good morning.
What a glorious morning.
Amen, brother.
How'd y'all like that practice snowstorm we had? Isn't that good? God is good. God, you know, Jack and Joel were out plowing, and it was just, you know, nice, fine, granular snow. Opportunity to take the trucks out and give them a walk. And the snowblower started up and all that kind of stuff. And God was good. We had that practice, and God said, let's give you a new wrinkle. Now we'll give you rain. But we need it. But we need the rain. This is an opportunity for you to have a little ceasefire in the firefight of life and prepare for tomorrow when it's going to be colder and things will be icy. And as I hung out with Buck, I picked up this little booklet while I was hanging out visiting with him. And in the Christmas season, we get all wrapped around Christmas and travel and that type of stuff. And this kind of symbolizes to me what we should think about. It's called, Lord, You've Been Good to Me. It says, Lord, You've been so good to me that I could almost cry. You've given me so many things that money cannot buy. My home is plain and simple, but filled with love inside. For every heart's an altar where Your Spirit can abide. There's food upon the table and plenty we can share. As we entertain the needy and the angels unaware. There are flowers in the garden so beautiful to see, and my harvest runneth over from every apple tree. My friends are all around me like angels from above, and neither gold nor silver can buy the gift of love. Your blessings flow like rivers that will never run dry. Lord, You've been so good to me that I could almost cry.
Oh, amen.
A gentleman named Clay Harrison wrote that. So I'd like you now to share the gift of Christmas. I'd like you to stay in your pew, but turn around and tell folks God loves you and so do I. You turn to 153. It's called Love Came Down at Christmas. 153. Broken up into paragraphs. Folks on this side will be my lead readers. You read the second paragraph and we do the third paragraph all together. Folks over here reading, Love Came Down at Christmas.
Love all the lovely, love divine. Love was born at Christmas. Star and angels gave the sign.
Worship we the Godhead. Love incarnate, love divine. Worship we our Jesus.
What shall be our sacred sign?
Together.
Love shall be our token.
Love be yours and love be mine. Love to God and neighbor. Love for prayer and gift and sign.
Join with me in prayer. Father, we thank You and praise You for this day and every day. We thank You for the opportunity to come and share in service here and lift up our prayers and our joys and worship You, Lord, and prepare for the week ahead and praise the week that passed. We thank You and praise You, Lord, for this day and for every day and for our nation that allows us to assemble openly and freely. We thank You, Father, for the renewing of the earth through Your snow and Your rain. We thank You, Father, for the gift of Your Son Jesus, who came down to role model and show us the way and give us the opportunity to live with You forever and ever. And now, Father, as we prepare to be renewed and lifted up, as we prepare to be healed and move forward into the upcoming week, we gather together in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us when he said,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
With 153, Love Came Down at Christmas. Or 135.
Let's try that.
Yep, 135. Dyslexic, Howard, still.
No, just going well.
I got new glasses, too. You would think they would have taken care of that.
Flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, This is the one I spoke about when I said, He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. Out of his fullness we have received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father and has made him known.
Lighting of the candle, we light this candle as a symbol of your glory within us, within your world. We light this candle in the knowledge that without you there is no grace or truth. You are our grace and truth.
Dear Lord, we are thankful that you have revealed your glory to us. We see it in the world, in the words you have left for us to follow, in the friendships you have granted us, and each time another person turns to you. But we do not always live according to your glory. Sometimes we look around us and we sink into despair. We are defeated by the sufferings and the delusions all around us, but you have already won the victory. We long to see your victory brought to completion. Lion of Judah, come quickly to shatter our despair with your grace and truth. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
Sing, O come, I admit. O come.
First verse of O come, O come, Emmanuel.
133.
Come forward. We'll receive our tithes and offering. And this is a season of giving. If you're a Christian and you work at it, you're giving always, giving of your time, giving of your talents, sharing of your abundance. And we truly are abundantly blessed. Today it's not in the bulletin, but we have Mission Sunday as well, where we will take up an offering during the last hymn. For our missions folks, we have children that we've adopted, we've got missionaries that we support, and so that offering will occur during the last hymn. But right now the offering that we're going to take helps with the maintenance of the church and covers our bills and this type of thing. But as always, the gift that you give each week, the gift that you give in a coffee line, the gift that you give when you have a need somewhere along the way, again, if you know folks that are not going to have a good Christmas, that there's children that need gifts and that type of thing, let me know or let one of the deacons know. I work with the folks in town here, and we've got some families that we've covered already that so the children will have gifts in them when they wake up Christmas morning. But I encourage you to share from your abundance, for we are abundantly blessed. We'll now receive the morning offering. Father, we come each week and we return just a small portion. We ask, Father, you bless these gifts as well as the giver, that you multiply and magnify them and utilize them to expand your ministry, to expand our outreach. We're so thankful, Father, to have the opportunity to return to you just small parts of what you've given us. We ask you bless these gifts, Father. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
When you talk about gifts, I told Taylor she looked very pretty this morning with a ribbon in her hair. She didn't know that she was a gift for me and for everybody else in the congregation. And you know, it's always nice to watch grandkids come up with their grandparents and parents bring their children up front. And Taylor doesn't realize that she probably doesn't feel big, but she certainly is a lot bigger than when she first was coming. And she would sit up front, and that was before Karen started doing the children's services. And with Taylor, I never had to worry about kids talking to me. There was always a conversation. So thank you for coming and sharing with us every Sunday that you can. You may be seated, and all the chillin' come on up front, along with Mrs. Kip.
Today. What's your baby's name? Olivia. Her name is Olivia. I have a granddaughter named Olivia. And she has blonde hair just like that one.
Oh.
That's great. Okay, who can tell me who Mary was?
Jesus' mom.
Jesus' mom. And what made Jesus' mom so special?
She somehow had a baby without having slept with anyone.
That's true. She did. Who was the baby's father?
God.
Yeah. Have you ever known anybody else who had God for a father?
No. Well, you can have God for your brother.
Jesus can be your brother. Jesus is God. But there's something kind of funny about this story. Because guess what? We can have God for our Father now. Yes? We are all sisters and brothers. That's right. Because who were the very first people of all?
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. And after that, they had children. So their children became cousins, and then they had more kids, and their kids became cousins, and then they had more kids, and their kids became cousins. So guess what? We all are what?
Cousins.
You got it. You're so clever. Yeah. And Mary was so special because she was really obedient to God. And who can tell me what the word obedient means? You are on a roll. Can I get somebody else answer too? What about you?
It means to follow all their instructions.
That's right. Mary followed God's instructions. Even when it didn't make sense to her, even when she had to have thought, this is kind of crazy. I'm not married. I'm not going to have a baby without being married. But God said, or the angel said, God's going to take care of this. God is going to be the father, right?
My mom wears a ring when she had me.
That's right. Nowadays, we don't pay attention to being married and having children as much. But back then, it was a very big deal. If you got caught and going to have a baby without being married, it wasn't good. You got punished big time. So that was important to her. And she had to understand that, boy, people are going to be mad if they know I'm not married. But she was supposed to get married pretty soon to a man named Joseph. What do you think Joseph must have been thinking? Hey, I'm not the father of this baby, so... So do you think that maybe Joseph was thinking, this seems kind of fishy to me. Do you think Joseph might have been wondering that? Yeah, but an angel talked to Joseph too. That was pretty good. God covered all the bases. He made sure everybody understood. So the angel told Joseph, don't be afraid to marry her because I'm going to be the father of this baby. And Joseph must have been thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to get to help raise and take care of whose baby?
Mary's.
Mary's. And who else's? Gods. What an amazing responsibility that was going to be. For Mary and Joseph, they're going to get to raise up. Can I keep your baby for a minute? This isn't my baby. She just trusted me to take care of her little baby for a few minutes. God trusted Mary and Joseph to take care of his baby. That was a pretty amazing thing, huh? Thank you for trusting me. Let's close our eyes. Jesus, I thank you that you came to this earth. Father God, I thank you that you trusted people to take care of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you would help each one of us to remember that we have that same responsibility as Mary and Joseph to take care of Jesus in our own hearts, to take him wherever we go and to trust him and to just live the way he wants us to live. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And now you may go with us.
Thank you, Karen. Continuing service with hymn number 150, What Child Is This? These folks begin to rehab and their bodies begin to work again. We pray for Barbara and for Kelly for healing and for a return of their motor skills. We pray for all the folks that are battling Parkinson's and cancer and all the other diseases that come along. We pray, Father, for healing and for miracles for each person. We're thankful, Father, for those that are here with us, the kids of the world and the folks that have had the bugs and the flu and that are back with us. We're thankful for folks like Al Jetty and for Faith and Buck that are back home. We pray for continued healing for people like Missy Hagen and for folks that continue to battle different diseases. We lift up those who mourn. This time of year, Father, is always a tough time of year. Folks are called home to you, and the Thanksgiving through Christmas seasons are joyful, but have a sense of loss and a sense of memory. We pray, Father, for our nation. We pray for our leaders, local and national. We pray for our new president and the cabinet that's coming in. We pray for our military personnel that are spread around the globe. We ask, Father, that you hold them safe in the palm of your hands, that you return them back home to their families as soon as possible. We lift up our police and our firefighters and our EMTs. Father, this week, especially in Wales, the firefighters and the EMTs were out a lot this week, Father, and they dropped their work and dropped their lives and come to the aid of folks that are ill and sick and that have injuries, and we thank you and praise you for them, and we pray for their safety, and we pray for their families that always wait for their safe return. Now, Father, we add our own individual prayers.
Your Father in heaven, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for the wet weather, which we need so desperately. Thank you for turning it to rain, Lord. Thank you for my family, Lord, and all that they mean to me. Thank you for my church family and how much they mean to me, Lord. Please be with us all. Be with those of us who are sick. Be with those of us who are forlorn. Be those of us who are in grief and those of us who are in financial hardship. Thank you, Lord, for being there for us and be a light for us to follow. Amen.
Father God, Lord, thank you for this week. For you gave me the opportunity to speak to a woman who was a job seeker and during the discussion became a Christ seeker.
Amen.
And thank you, God, and praise you. As I was one beggar telling another beggar where she got the bread of life, she actually received the greatest gift in all the world. She received Christ as her Savior, Lord. Praise God. And I want you to bind up Satan and cast him out and build her up and strengthen her in the faith, her new faith, and she can have a totally new year. And also bless her with getting that career position that she needs also. But she's got the greatest position she's already set in heaven, Lord. Just thank you for being a small part of that, Lord. And just have everybody spread the real reason for the season, Lord, that Jesus Christ came to save. Lord, bless this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this place that we can come and worship you for you. Mindful of those that aren't here, very special prayer for Phyllis and the Waylands and Ellen and Charlie and Mike and Darla. Of course, Faith and Bach. Anyone else that I missed, pray a special prayer for Barbara and Chad. It's a hard time of year, and I just pray that you would heal Barb completely. Just take her body and make it well, just like you did when you walked here on earth. I pray for. And thank you for my children and my grandchildren, all of them, all 13 grandchildren and all of our children. And I pray that you can continue to use us to be love in their life and also the light of Jesus. Thank you for the husband that you have given me in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, as always, for God. Thank you for always you bless us, and please a special prayer of hope for my barber, my patient barber who's waiting for a kidney, and for peace and a weapon, which is
thank you, God, for all of my gifts. I pray that I appreciate them always, that I use them well, and I'm always humble. Thank you for my family. I wish you all well. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings in my life. I pray for all the people who are in harm's way, not just now, but always.
Thank you, Lord. particular for our military and father, I pray that you keep them safe and in peace to the families that are waiting. And Lord, I ask that you come with that and all of our lives.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Thank you for the gift of this day. Thank you for a 40 day in December in the 40s. I do appreciate that. And I just thank you for all my blessings, and I pray for peace in the world. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have given me. My personal privilege for me that you have given me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for my family.
Thank you, Lord. Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this day, Lord. We thank you for the rain, Lord. Pray for all our military men and women who are spread around the world, Lord. They are away from their families in this wonderful time of year, Lord. That you are with them, Lord, with their families, Lord. That you bless them and protect them, Lord. Pray for all the people that are out traveling on this holy week, Lord. That you watch over them, Lord. Give them safe travel, Lord. For our firefighters and our EMTs, Lord, and our policemen, Lord. That you bless them and take care of them. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Loving God, we thank you for your Son Jesus, and we pray for all the healing that you have helped us all with. We just pray that there'll be happiness and goodwill and help for the Christmas season so everyone can enjoy their families. We just thank you, God, always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In the warm thoughts and prayers, Lord, what we need. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you that you hear us individually, that you know our prayers before we lift them up to you, that you answer all prayers, that you have a plan for us for good and not for evil. We thank you, Father, that you have the ability and the desire to solve all our issues, that you want to share from your magnificent abundance with us. Give us the grace and the peace to hear your voice and then to follow your lead. We lift up all these prayers to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
From the book of Luke.
It's your brother's fault.
It is my fault.
We'll have a talk.
I thought about it though.
It's that birthday season. You know, Joel's not quite here yet, but it's already starting to click in.
Just rejoice then. This is Mary's song of praise. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And the second reading is also Luke
the birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the town of Galilee, in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her.
Thank you, Joanne.
Sorry,
Joanne.
It will be reflected not only in your birthday present, but in your Christmas present.
Vengeance.
The sermon this morning is the mother of our Savior. Anybody pray with you?
No.
I get to see what goes on in the back. Before service, we always gather together, and normally Joel prays for me. But today I've got the honor of praying for Joel. Father, I ask that you lift Joel up, that his words would become living, that the message that he delivers would be your message, that it would be special for each person here. I ask, Father, that you give him a word, and that his words become light, and the light fills each one of us, so that our cup is overflowing, so that when we leave this place, the walk and light of Jesus Christ will be in each person. We ask all these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said.
Amen.
Pastor, it is an honor to be up here delivering this message. I love Christmas. I love this time of year. Before I start, I'd like to pray. Father God, I thank you for the blessing of this day and for this great and wonderful country that you've chosen us to live in, Lord. But most of all, Lord, I thank you that it's Christmas time, Lord, as we're preparing to celebrate the birth of your Son, Lord. Let us always be a blessing to others, Lord. Let us always be a shining light for you, Father God. May the words that come out of my mouth truly be your words. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Mary, the mother of our Savior. Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. Family and friends. And food.
Amen.
Food is always good. The music that warms our hearts brings back the memories of Christmases long, long ago. The love of celebrating the birth of our Savior together as a church. And with all the other people that are spread around the world, are celebrating Christmas. It's a great time, a wonderful time, time of promise. But Christmas has much more to it than this. The real meaning of Christmas, the promise, was given thousands of years ago to Adam and Eve. It starts out in our first messianic prophecy, which is in Genesis 3:15.
Amen.
It's God's first promise of the coming Messiah. I've been doing messianic prophecies with Pastor for about 10 years, and I never realized they went that far back. I asked my dear wife last night, I said, "Well, how long was it?" So she goes on and she gets out her little books and she gets all the stuff. It's 4,000 years. It was 4,000 years from the first promise to when the Messiah came. From the Messiah came to now is another 2,000 years. It's a long time. Mm-hmm. The promises were given to King David in Psalm 2:2. It goes on to Psalm 45:2. And then it goes to Psalm 68:18. And I'd like to read some of that for you. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts from men. Yea, for the rebellious also. For the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, even to God of our salvation. Every day God blesses us. Never take that for granted. That promise was given to the prophet Isaiah in chapter 2, verse 4. I told myself to clean my Bible out, but obviously I didn't do that. So I just have to push through. 2:4 reads, "And he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they war anymore." It goes on in Isaiah 7:14. Reading, "Therefore the Lord shall give us you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear you a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." The promises go on through the Old Testament until he finally comes to us on that blessed day, the day above all days. The promise of God about this season we are celebrating came long before Jesus was born. It was a promise that evil would be defeated, that we would see lasting peace, lasting hope, lasting joy, and most importantly, lasting love. The promise that a king would be born, a king for all eternity, a king of justice and truth, a king like David, but much greater. A king who would come to care for the poor, the widows, and the orphans of our world. All the promises, all the hope, all the goodness rested one day on a young girl. She was probably 13, 14. I think a Bible study we talked about it. 13, 14, 15. That's all she was. She was engaged to a simple carpenter in a small town in the land of Israel. It is described in our reading from Luke chapter 1. 26 through 38. Okay. Mary was visited by an angel. The angel Gabriel was sent by God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth. Perhaps it was on a hot summer night, in the middle of Mary doing all her endless chores, the angel appears to Mary. The angel tells Mary, first and foremost, God loves you. And that Mary, you have found favor in God's eyes. He goes on to say that you, Mary, are blessed among all women. Scripture describes Mary's fear. The angel calms her down a little and gives her an unbelievable message from God concerning the events about to happen to her. God will cause you to become pregnant. Mary, you will give birth to a son. That son will be the promised king. He will be the Messiah. In verse 34, Mary reacts in a very predictable manner. How shall this be, since I have known no man? At this point, I feel that we probably would act the same way as Mary would have acted. God, are you sure? You sure, me? It's me, Mary. You know, I work down the street. I'm just kind of like a poor person, you know? But you know what? How can this work happen when I'm only a human? But God is God. The angel presses her with much more. God can do anything because he truly is God. Mary, you will conceive a son and you will name him Jesus, the Lord saves. Mary's humble reply at this time is, I am the Lord's servant. May it be with me as you have said. Mary agrees to what God has asked. Mary obeys the Lord. A wonderful thing happened to her. A wonderful thing happens. She does become pregnant. It also sets the stage for many difficult times for her. She's a single mother and she's pregnant. Not easy. Her fiancé is a troubled young man who really, for a lot of the pregnancy, wasn't around. Mary accepts these difficulties and is filled with this incredible joy. Mary's soul is magnified in the Lord. For the first time, God becomes so incredibly real to her. She realizes God's promise to Israel, to Abraham, and to the children of the world is about to come true. That the world will be saved, for the Savior is coming. Amen. God filled her up with joy. He filled her up with peace, with hope, with love. We can be filled up as Mary was if we accept God's word, when we obey his commandments. Our souls will realize great joy. God will expand inside of us, just like he did with Mary. He will give us joy and peace and hope and love for ourselves and that which we need to be a light in the world around us, the dark world right outside that door. The hope of all Israel, going all the way back to creation, and the hope of the world rested on Mary, and she obeyed the Lord, and Jesus was born. The hope of our world today rests on all of us. Will we obey? Will we be like Mary? Will we give birth to God in our actions and thoughts? Will we obey God today and walk in his ways? Advent and Christmas are truly a wonderful time of the year. It's full of goodness. A goodness that can last and spread all over the world. Are we today preparing ourselves to obey God just like Mary did? Is God's light shining from you in this Christmas season and throughout the rest of the year? Is it really? We should be dazzled and amazed at this Christmas time that something so wonderful, so long ago, is affecting our lives today. Yeah. It affects the whole world. When we go to the nursing home, I open up with, it's the greatest event in the history of all of mankind. A little baby was born in Jerusalem, Bethlehem. It's the story of baby Jesus, Mary, and you and me. It is a wonder. It is a gift. That gift was designed by God to move us beyond ourselves, beyond our comfort zone. Allow God to touch you today. Revival starts in our own hearts. That's how the world's going to change. It's going to be in the hearts of you and me and little churches like this around the world. I'd like to read my favorite verse in all the Bible, and I have many. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Pastor comes up here every Sunday, and he inspires you to be about God's work. Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, he comes up and tries to get you inspired to be out there and doing God's work. He told me yesterday, we're talking, I'm plowing, risking my life, but still talking on my cell phone. He says to me, you know, every hunting season I try to go out and go hunting, but I'm always busy doing this, doing that. And you can say that's his job, but it isn't. It's all our jobs.
Amen.
He gives of himself to be busy doing God's work instead of being out hunting, which he loves. And I'm sure he enjoys it tremendously. Baby Jesus came 2,000 years ago to inspire us to be busy about God's work. To care for the poor, the widows, the orphans, to pray for the sick, for the brokenhearted, and mostly the lost of this world.
Amen.
Will we be like Mary? Will we obey God? The harvest is so great, and the workers are few. This Christmas season, are you going to be like Mary and obey God? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He was born for you and me to go out and be busy about God's work. Thank you.
Amen.
Susan, what do we do now?
Hymn number 152, Angels We Have Heard on High, will receive the missions collection while we sing this.
Lord, the wind and the mountains sing.
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of these gifts, Lord. Pray that you multiply them tenfold, Lord, that you use them mightily, Lord, to spread the gospel around the world, Lord, to reach the needy, Lord, to help the poor, and to heal the brokenhearted and sick, Father God. As we leave this beautiful, beautiful little church of ours, Father God, let the light and love of Jesus shine through all that we do and say, Lord. Let us truly be your witnesses, Lord, in the dark world that's outside those doors, Lord. Let us remember the true meaning of Christmas, Lord, as we prepare for the countdown, Lord. We thank you for loving us and blessing us, Lord, in this wonderful country that you've chosen us to live in. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.